reports that are saying you really have to have a president of this country has to have immunity.
Donald J. Trump yesterday in New York City. He then flew to Mar-a-Lago where he had dinner with friends. This guy is amazing. How he does it, how he juggles this and that, I don't know. I wish I had the strength and fortitude that Donald J. Trump has. He is absolutely amazing. Stick around. We got a lot to do as we continue. In fact, coming up top of the hour, Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. What is going on in his world? We'll find out. That's all coming up 8:05 on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Golden Knights have had a rough go for the last several weeks, but showed some grit in outlasting the Eastern Conference best team last night. Alex Petrangelo's goal in extra play gave the Knights the 2-1 win over the Boston Bruins at T-Mobile Arena. Next up, the Calgary Flames tomorrow night, 7 o'clock face-off at the Fortress. Going to be a quarterback-heavy NFL draft this spring. Question is, will the Raiders benefit from it? Finishing the season at 8-9 gives the Silver and Black the 13th overall pick. Barring a trade to move them up in the picking order, that might be tough for them to land one of the top three prospects at the position. We have college basketball in the Valley this weekend. The Ronin Rebels will host 20th-ranked Utah State at the Thomas & Mack tomorrow. Tip goes up at noon.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
We got a real problem in the resort corridor right now. It's an accident on I-15 southbound near Spring Mountain, and that's right in the middle of the freeway. It's blocked off there. Just one left lane open or two right lanes. Probably want to stay to the right to get by that faster. Southbound 15, again, Spring Mountain, middle of the freeway, blocked. New accident on the surface streets on East Sahara at Maryland Parkway. Another one at the east side intersection of Bonanza and Eastern. Mostly sunny and cool today. Far less wind than we've been seeing this week. Today's highs in the low 50s once again. And we could see 60-degree afternoons by Sunday afternoon. It's 34 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In a brand new time slot, I'm so excited, 6 to 9 a.m. every day. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local, and it's everything you need to know to start your day, everything you could possibly think of. For instance, I had not really thought about this recently, and that is Hunter Biden. I mean, we've talked a lot about Hunter Biden and the testimony and the witnesses, and the photo ops. You know, Hunter Biden going to the House Oversight Committee and making a flyby there. Press conferences on the front steps of the U.S. Senate. All kinds of stuff like that. But one question that I have yet to hear answered to my satisfaction, and that is, what is it that can come from a Hunter Biden prosecution? He was in L.A., obviously, for an arraignment there. Jonathan Turley from George Washington University was on with Neil Cavuto, and the question came up, could Hunter Biden actually get time in the slammer? Is that at all possible? Here is the answer.
Now, these various counts, as I see it, nine counts, if found guilty on all of them, John, I guess he could be in prison for 17 years. Very unlikely. But let me ask you a more theoretical question. Do you see any prison time at all coming from any of these charges at all?
Neil, I could see some jail time. As your reporter just mentioned, this trial judge sitting on this case now has already sentenced people in similar circumstances who'd refused to pay similar amounts, sentenced them to 2 years behind bars. Several of the charges are misdemeanors, which mean jail time is unlikely and there would be fines. But three of the charges are felonies. And I think it would be hard for this administration, which has been making a big deal politically and in public about going after tax cheats, about ramping up tax enforcement, to then turn around and say, the Justice Department isn't going to seek jail time for someone who we have dead to rights on the evidence and is committing crimes, tax crimes, for which normal people would go to jail.
You know, obviously, Congress is very interested in all of his wrongdoings, and we remember the theatrics yesterday. I don't see here, Jonathan, any of that kind of behavior today, particularly with this judge at this court at this time, given these charges. What do you make of that?
No, it wouldn't be tolerated. I mean, the circus we saw yesterday was really astonishing for many of us. You have someone who has openly defied Congress and doubled down on that yesterday and brought with him this individual who's paying for a new movie to be done on his life. And indeed, this might have been part of that B-roll effort for the movie. You can't get away with that in a court, certainly not in front of this judge. So I think that it's going to be much more toned down. But the other question I think facing the prosecutors is that, look, for a Biden family member, there is no better place than Los Angeles for a jury pool. So this is not a hostile jurisdiction. They've got a very respected judge, a tough judge, but a very respected judge who's going to push this trial along. And one of the things we'll be looking at very early on is, what is the trial date going to be, at least initially, set by the court? you know, it's we've talked a lot about how these trial dates are complicating things for former President Trump. Well, there's also a number of dates that could be complicating things for President Biden, and that's not including the real possibility of a contempt sanction and possible prosecution of Hunter Biden. I mean, if the House goes ahead and approves that sanction, it's going to put the Justice Department in a very difficult place because it aggressively pursued some Trump officials, and people will expect them to do the same with the president's son.
Now the question is, and thank you to Jonathan Turley, George Washington University law professor, will Merrick Garland have the intestinal fortitude to do what he should do, and that is prosecute to the fullest extent of the law? Don't pull your punches. You did it with Republicans. You got to do it with Democrats. We'll find out if he's got the intestinal fortitude, the cojones, to make this thing stick. Stay with us. An important endorsement going out, not in. We'll talk about that coming up in just a couple minutes as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Ever want to be that guy or gal in your group to introduce your friends to a new hotspot? Now you can. Bring them out to the Smoking Pig Barbecue for the best barbecue you can eat. They got a full bar, plenty of slow-smoked meats, including melt-in-your-mouth brisket, tender ribs, juicy pulled pork, chicken and house-made links and brats. And the sides will surprise and delight you. Drive a little, eat a lot. Smoking Pig Barbecue on Las Vegas Boulevard and Craig. Stop in at 4379 Las Vegas Boulevard. We deliver and cater. Just call 725-777-3988.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday was an incredible day in New York City. You had the civil trial, the civil fraud trial against Donald J. Trump, courtesy of Letitia James, the Attorney General of the State of New York. And it was fascinating to watch what was going on. The president even was in the courtroom at the time for the closing arguments. Alina Haba is the attorney of record for Donald J. Trump. And they held a mini news conference immediately following the closing arguments. This was Alina Haba, followed by Donald J. Trump.
Let's remember that before I walked into court, we had already lost. That was clear with his motion for summary judgment. Before witnesses, before experts. And do I think any of it mattered? I certainly hope so. But for anybody that was in the courtroom for the last 11 weeks, you heard that there was not one fact against President Trump. There was not one piece of paper that showed anyone committed fraud. And don't forget that Section 6312, a consumer fraud statute, has been wrongfully used against my client, innocent defendants, the organization, and every employee of the Trump Organization, which has single-handedly changed the New York skyline, including the building we are in today. These are special properties. Real estate is an art, not a science. But you know what else is an art? You know what else isn't a science? Political motivated individuals. She's using this to paint a canvas that Donald Trump is a fraudster because they can't beat him in the polls. They can't beat him in the polls, so she ran on Trump because that was the only way she could win. And now, today, after 11 weeks, after 3 years, we have concluded that he indeed committed no wrong. The Trump Organization committed no wrong, and the kids have been dragged in just like the other defendants, and it is wrong. America needs to step up, and there's only one person who can do that, my client, Donald Trump.
She's a political hack, the Attorney General. The judge is obviously extremely friendly with the group, and we'll see what happens. I think maybe he may surprise people on a positive side. We'll have to see what happens exactly. But we've proven this case so conclusively. We've asked for directed verdict many times. They don't have any facts. They don't have any evidence against us. Millions and millions of pages, years of litigation. And all politically motivated. She campaigned on I Will Get Trump. If you've ever seen any of her clips, they're horrible clips, actually, the anger. She's got serious Trump derangement syndrome. There's no question about it. Letitia James, the corrupt Attorney General of New York. So we've proven our case. There's not one witness against us other than one person who is a deranged. He's got a lot of problems. He's a man who's been convicted of lying. He's a felon, convicted felon, and not a good person, but that's their only witness, and he's now crashed and burned. They have no witnesses. And by the way, that witness took back everything that he said. He took back everything he said in court, took it all back. So they have no case. It's a shame that a thing like this is able to happen. Businesses leave New York. She went after Exxon, and they decided to move to Texas. And hundreds of millions of dollars they pay in taxes. I paid over $300 million of taxes over the last number of years, $300 million, and they don't recognize that. They don't recognize anything. So not think of it, not one witness, millions of pages of document, years of this nonsense, and now it goes on. And one other factor, we won this case already in the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals voted in favor of us. But this judge has been very, very slow to accept that opinion because that's not the opinion that he wants. But we won in the Court of Appeals. That's the boss of this judge. He has to know that. And it was a conclusive victory, statute of limitations and other things. And that case has already been won. So that's the story. And I thought we'd come down to 40 Wall Street, which is a great building, and you'd get a chance to see one of the nicest buildings in New York and a convenient place. And I don't have to pay any rent because we have it, and it's been a very successful building. But it's a shame to have gone through this for years and years and years. And now we'll see if we're going to get an honest verdict. We didn't have a jury. We had no rights to a jury. It's a statute that's never been used before for a purpose like this. I just watched a certain broadcast, and they said, you know, they've been looking, has it ever been used before? This is a statute that's a consumer fraud statute, never been used for anything like this before, and it's a shame. It's really it's a witch hunt in the truest sense of the word. It's election interference, and it just came out. This was just right now. Letitia James visited Joe Biden in the White House numerous times during the Trump witch hunt, and this just came out about 10 minutes ago. I got it. And so it's all a conspiracy to try and get Biden, who can't put two sentences together, trying to get him into office. So I just want to let you know that we have our best poll numbers. We have the best everything, despite this, and maybe because of this, because the people of the United States, all of those people back there, but the people of the United States really get it. They get it better than anybody else.
That's Donald J. Trump, preceded by Alina Haba, the attorney for Donald J. Trump. Want to pass along some information. Today, Drew Johnson, the Republican candidate for Nevada 3rd Congressional District, announced that he is endorsing President Donald J. Trump. I wonder if this will be quid pro quo. Will there be an endorsement coming the other way from Donald J. Trump for Drew Johnson? We'll find out. This is going to be one of those races that it's going to be fascinating to see how it comes out. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
When your celebration of life is prepaid in advance, it becomes a gift from you to your family later, because no one should have to plan for a loss while they're experiencing one. Paying in advance protects your loved ones and gives you the peace of mind you deserve. Let us help you plan every detail with professionalism and compassion. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries, Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
Guten Tag. This is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meine key with Meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Katie Pavlett is the editor of Town Hall. And Katie was on Fox yesterday talking about the White House and how, really, when you look at it, when it comes to Hunter Biden, they are kind of between a rock and a hard place. They really are powerless in a lot of ways, talking about this criminal case all the way out in Los Angeles. This was Katie Pavlik yesterday on Fox News.
Well, there's been a number of reports that the Biden White House is not happy with the way that Hunter Biden's attorney, Abby Lowell, has handled this. But the truth is that the White House really doesn't have a choice. I mean, Hunter Biden has been charged with a number of felonies, federal tax charges. He's under special counsel investigation. He was issued a congressional subpoena, which he has defied three times. And you should note that Democrats don't want to have things play by the rules that they require of their witnesses. They want Hunter Biden to be able to write the rules of when he testifies. It is standard procedure for people to testify behind closed doors in a deposition before a public hearing. Biden doesn't want to follow those rules.
Editor of townhall.com. Check it out. But she makes sense. There is limited stuff. Now there's the simple thing of simply saying, I'm going to pardon my son. But in a presidential election year, that's probably not a real smart political play. The question is, do you want to have him go to the extent of defending himself against nine counts in Los Angeles, attorney's fees, all of that stuff? It does mount up. And Hunter Biden is not Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump has he's got tons of dough that he can throw at legal eagles. We'll talk about that. Also, coming up in our next hour, Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. The National Football League has taken over the Allegiant Stadium site and the areas around it. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Friday, January 12th, and you're listening to Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital.